That's why your brothers, that's why the Ruach of Yah, it is a Ruach of judgment. It brings Mishpatim. And what Yah will do with Yisrael, he will raise up men in the midst of them that will bring pure judgment among them. Now there's a reason that there is no pure judgment among Yisrael today. But look what it says in Shoftim in the book of Judges. What Yah will do and what happens when you don't hear the Mishpatim of Yah. It says in Judges 2:16. It says, nevertheless, Judges Shoftim, Judges 2:16, nevertheless, Yahweh raised up Shoftim, Judges, which delivered, or the Yashaka, they delivered them out of the hands of those that plundered them. See, that's what Yah has done. He has raised up his Ruach to deliver you out of your own plundering hands. You left to you, you have brought all kind of dismal shamefulness upon you. No one else did that, my friend. You did that. Yah's not mocked. Be not deceived. Yah's not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you reap that. You want to say that someone sowed that in your field? No. If I go out to that field and there are juleps coming up or pumpkins, I will say, Brother Alan, corn is supposed to be here. Don't tell me Brother Chris did that. No, sir. He sowed those seeds. Why is there not corn? Did you check the seeds, brother? Well, I checked the seed. I thought it was corn. Now you think it is corn. You're not sure. So what you have sown, that's what you're reaping. You cannot say it's someone else that is causing your miseries. If you don't sow joy, you're going to reap. You're not going to reap joy. If you don't sow gladness, you're not going to be glad. If you don't sow shalom, you think you're going to reap shalom. Scripture tells us to follow shalom. If you're not happy, you're not going to, if you don't sow happiness, you're not going to be happy. You sow it by the word of Yah. You allow the seed of the word to show you how to be happy. That's about walking in the way. Hallelujah. You're inexcusable, oh man. We are without any excuse, are we not? We're without excuse. And if we are not stewards over the faithful things of Yah, the little things, we're not going to be stewards over much, brothers and sisters. If He gives us a living word, then we're not going to be stewards over the power that word and the kingdom that is manifest in the great. We're not going to do that. So He's given us some great things. So let us take advantage of that. So He raised up the Shoftim to deliver them. Yet, when they were not listening to their Shoftim, the judges, the Shoftim, but they went a whoring after gods, and they bowed themselves to them. See, once you go after strange, idolatrous worship, you're going to go out of the way. It says, and they turn quickly out of the way, which the Avad walked in, obeying the mitzvah of Yah. See, that's the way. When you obey the mitzvah of Yah. When you began to seek out consolation from a God, you turn out of the way. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't do that. When you turn to the God of your belly, will you turn to the God of your emotion? Will you turn to the God of your hatred, your anger? Will you turn to the God of your prejudice ways, your voluminous ways? Will you turn to the God of your own hatred and your own sin? That's what you do. You go quickly out of the way. And so when someone speaks to you other way, you become very perturbed. You become angry. You're ready to rage in battle. You're ready to lift up your own wicked standard or your own battle. Or you want to raise yourself in your own battle garment. And you begin to see it in the spirit of your hatred, your vile personality, your crazy looking expressions, your shaking of your hips, your hands waving. No. Fool. When a man loves Yah, he goes to the Torah. What has the Torah of Yah? Then they go and see what the Torah says. What does Yahshua says? What is the living power of this deed, of this action? Is this thing producing life? He raised up the Shoftim. He raised up the judges. He raised up men today to judge us and to show us we're not in the way. When you turn to your God, you will go out of the way, brothers and sisters. You can't go out of the way of truth. The Baptist way, take people out of the way of the truth. The Pentecostal way, take them out of the way. T.D. Jakes' way, take them out of the way. Paul Crouch's way, take them out of the way. George Bush way, take them out of the way. Barack Obama's, take them out of the way. Jesse Jackson, take them out of the way. It takes them out of the way. Only Yahshua brings us to the way. Only Yahshua brings us to the way. Why? Because He is the way. He is the way of the Word of Yah. He is the power of this Word in action. And we need the power of the Word of Yah in us in action. Time out for this religious action that takes place in us. Time out for these emotions. That's going to destroy us. And I'm going to preach on that. I'm preaching on it a long time. But I want to show you what it does to a people. You allow your emotionalism. Hallelujah. You think you're right. You're not right. You're only right when you do what the Torah says. But she did something to me. Well, you're only right when you get it right by the ordinance of the Torah. If she wants to be a fool, let her be a fool. You must do what the Torah says. So don't give me that bull. It's not even bull crap. I can use bull crap. Yeah, Brother Yosef, to spread that on the field. Yes, sir, for nourishment. What they eat, we spread it on the field. Hallelujah. And then we put chickens in there. When we feed them, the chickens go in there and take out what they don't eat. What comes through the big plop, the chickens scratching that. We find the little bugs and the little worms. Hallelujah. And we eat the chicken. How about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we eat the chickens. How? Makes no difference how we eat them. We eat them. Hallelujah. And so Yah raised up Shoftims. When the Shoftims spoke, because you will not listen. You don't understand the Mussar, the instructions of Yah, they're vital. That's what the Torah does. All the day it instructs us. It keeps us within the confines of the Mishra, the government of Yah. We're not free thinkers. We're Torah thinkers. We're the way thinkers. Free thinking has done nothing but brought this world into a dismal, chaotic, damnable mess. I don't want to be a free thinker. Do not think it free anyway. You think it from some kind of philosophy or some constitution that has been drawn up by someone or something. So you're not a free thinker. Your thinking is no different than no one else. It's either righteous thinking or it's a wicked thinking. It is a fleshless thinking, a covetous thinking, or it is a kingdom thinking. So what makes your thinking any different than your neighbor's? None. We've been made to believe that. For your thinking is the culmination of words that are in you. You think the same words in you, not in your neighbor? You think the same words, come on, Israel. You think that your vocabulary is that dynamic? It still means the same thing. Is that simple words? As Brother Dell gave us. Same meaning. You just put it on a dress and a suit and a necktie. But it still means the same. Hallelujah. I'd rather speak 10 words of understanding than to speak 5,000 that are so eloquent. You say, what did he say? You hear that? Impressing what? No, I'm trying to renounce sin. Hallelujah. I'm trying to renounce the works of hell that operate among Israel. They turned out of the way, and they did not walk in the ways of their avat. They did not obey the mitzvah of Yah, but they did not. So, verse 18, and Yahweh raised up Hikum. He raised up them Shoftim. And when Yahweh was with the Shoftim, the judge, and he, Yashak, he delivered them out of the hands of their enemy all the days of the Shoftim, for it repented Yah because of their groaning, by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. Brothers and sisters, that's why Yah raised up men to speak unto us the judgment or the mishpatim of Yah, because it causes heart to suffer. Come on, the world is mourning. We were out there, we were groaning, the bills, and we were oppressed. Say what you want to. The world is an oppressor. It is not in agreement with Yah. It oppresses you. You can say what you want to, honey. You can have all the air joints all you want to. That doesn't mean one thing at all. You can live in a $200,000 house. I was saying to my wife, I said, you know, there is this man in India. He is McKee or McCullough, whatever his name. He is the fourth richest man in the world. I said to Sister Roberts the other morning, I said, he's building a house, Sister Roberts. It's 2 million square feet of space. 2 million. It's 4 floors high in Mumbai. 4 floors high. 2 million. 2 million. 2 million. Tell me, if that is not the tilt of the grandizing of Shaitan to say, look at the kingdom that men admire, that say, oh, I want. It is a stupid thing. It is just flat out crazy. It is not even jewel now to say I have the most expensive house. That, can I say this to you? My main dwelling is 16 by 32. I sleep well, better than the rich man, because Yah says He gives His beloved shalom, rest. I eat well, hallelujah, better than the rich man, because it's prepared by hands that there is some repentance, there is some attitude toward Yah of reverence, and then Deacon Benny will bless it. Hallelujah. So what can a man do in 2 million square feet of space that he can't do here? I don't care if his toilet is made of gold. He's still got the drop waste in it. I don't care if he's got diamond plates, which are just a little cheap stone. Give me rubies and sapphires. That's what Yah says. Hallelujah. Amethyst. That is an illusion of the mind that these pigs of hell has created to make folks buy it. So what can a man do to 2 million square foot? And all in Mumbai. Just poor folks. Poor people. What can they do? Tell me. What can you do in a house that's 10 times this big? You can't do in one this big. Nothing. Three things. Bathe, sleep, eat, and the other part, excrete the waste. That's it. Nothing else. What else? It cannot resuscitate you. It cannot give you life. So we labor for the kingdom. I'm not going to labor for things that pass away. I want to labor to walk in the confines and the restraints of the Torah of Yah. I'm not trying to amass a wardrobe that means what? Nothing but rags. That's all it is. Cloth and shoes, leather. I don't care what it is. It's still leather. It's the hide off of a beast. That's all it is. What value is that? This is of great value, the Torah. Yahshua is of great value, isn't it? Man, there's no one that can give us the riches of Yah if we trust in Yahshua. No one. In Him, we find all we need. And everything you need is in Yahshua HaMashiach. The Shoftims delivered them. Because Yah, He had heard them. It repented Yah by the reason of their groaning and the reason of their oppression. I talked with my sister in New York, and yet she was not able to make it here with us because of the oppressor. The mourning and groaning, she's oppressed. Yah doesn't intend for us to be oppressed. That's why He raised up a ruach in the midst of us of Mishpatim to judge us. And when Yah speaks His word to us, it judges us. It shows us our condition, what we are, brothers and sisters. And when He judges us, He is showing you that He is trying to convey to you. He is making Himself known unto you. For He is trying to receive you as a son, to correct you and to chastise you. And the thing that rise up in us, because we've been oppressed, so, and our minds have been shaped by our oppressor, and we have railed against our oppressor, then we raise up against Yah, because we think He is trying to oppress us. That's why Shaul said to Philemon, he said, you obey even those that have charge over you. You obey them. You submit yourself unto them as you're submitting unto Omaria. You don't go out there on the job and tell the man what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. You just don't allow him to destroy the Hava of Yah, if you have it in you, concerning the mandates of Yah, according to His ordinance. You don't allow that. Hallelujah. It's something that when I worked, Yah has always given me favor with men. He will do that. He said He will give us favor with men. Even in all of my ignorance, He did that. And he will make and provide the way for us in every scenario and every situation. Yah will do that. Did he not do it with Yahshua? Did he not raise up sharp them to show them the way and to keep them in the way? How do you think that the judges judge them? According to some kind of philosophy written by Rabbi Sabon? No, it was written by the blood of Yahshua. It was written by the hands of Yah. He judged them according to the Torah. They judged them according to the Torah. They made their corrections according to the Torah. How do we correct ourselves if it's not by the Torah of Yah? And these ignorant folks who will reject Yahshua, it's to their own damnation. You can't reject him. Hallelujah. You can't make him out to be but what he is and who he is. Even when men will worship him, he would direct that to the Abba. Yes, come on. Come on. That's how it went like this. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, Tony Yahshua. Yeah. You know that I'm this way. Come on. That's what he does. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. Hallelujah. And so they want to make excuses today. I will not buy the excuses. I will not buy their fabricated doctrines. I will not buy any of it. I buy the truth. I buy Yahshua. And I don't sell him at all. What do you buy him with? I just surrender all. You can't buy this with silver and gold. Money can't buy this. It comes by submitting and subjecting yourself unto the authority of Almighty Yah. That's how you purchase this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have sinned, all of us, and fallen short of the honor of Yah. Have we not? This is a verse of assurance unto us in Tehillim in Psalms 25:8. It says, Tav, precious Tav, and Sadiq is Yahweh. Is he not that way? Is he not Tav? Is he not the righteous? So Tav and Sadiq is Yahweh. Therefore, he will teach sinners, sinners in the way. He will teach us in the way of the Torah, brothers and sisters. He will teach us in the way. We have all sinned, fallen short, and yet Yah say he will teach us in the way of the Torah. He will teach sinners in the way. And when Yah begins to teach you, brothers and sisters, hear me, there's a sure sign that you're walking in the way. I don't care how you express it with your verbiage. There is evident of fruit in your life that you're walking in the way. And if there's one man that could tell us that with a great expression, it is Dawid. It is in Psalms, Tehillim 119 and verse 1. I love the whole course of Tehillim 119. It says here in Tehillim 119, verse 1, it says, Esha, happy, the blessedness of Yah, happy are the undefiled. We are the undefiled. To the pure, things are pure, right? Pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. So Esha, blessed are they. And we are blessed. Happy are they. We are blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in what? The Torah of Yahweh. So when you find one walking in the Torah, that is the way. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Blessed. Esha. Happiness. The blessedness in their eyes. Blessed are those that are in the way that are undefiled. What is the way? Who walk in the Torah. They're happy. When you find folks who do not have the life of Yahshua in them, they're not walking in the Torah. They're walking in some kind of religious mindset that has been filtered by the prism of their own religious ideology, and it is so corrupt, it is damning them, it is destroying any form of life in them. That's why you're not happy, brothers and sisters. You gotta do things the way the Torah teaches. You get it right with your brothers and sisters the way the Torah teaches it. If you don't do that, you have no life in you. You are in the midst of the congregation of the dead, and you look dead, you act dead. I want to look alive. I like looking alive. If I look in the mirror and say, boy, you look awful bad. I want to do something, man. And do something to liven myself up. The eyes look a little black. Well, let me go wash my face or something. Come on. Wash me in your blood. Just wash my face. Still black, you just get old, son. Ah, see. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there are things that I want to do to revive myself. And so life springs forth from a living source. You never get life in another way but from the source. You go to the source, it makes you alive. Ah, you're not going to get it out of Buddha. It's only Yahshua. Ah, hallelujah. And that is the truth. Whether you buy it or not, I buy it. So you will find when one is truly walking in the Sodik of Yah, they're undefiled and they're Esha, they're blessed of Yah. They have the happiness. Why? Because they walk in the way who walks in the Torah of Yah, the law of Yah, the Torah of life. They're in Yahshua. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we move. In Yahshua we have the fullness of our being in Yahshua. And so we in Yahshua, we have to in Him because we never get out of Him. When we defile ourselves, we are out of the way. And He is the living Torah that brings us back to the light and the life of that Torah to bring us back to the way. That's what He does. So let's walk in the way. Who? Yahshua. We walk in us enough. That's why we're in a mess. We're a mess, brothers and sisters. Just say, help me, Yah. Yeah, we need to tell him that. Yeah, help me, yeah. Hallelujah. There are those that shall rise in this hour. Kephar talks about this. He talks about this in 2 Peter 2:1. And this is the time that we're in this hour of pseudoism and falsism. He says in Kephar, as he expressed unto the remnant of Israel, he said, but there were pseudo-nobies of prophets also among you, even as there should be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable heresy. That's what they do. They bring in a damnable heresy, even denying the master, Yahshua, that brought them, bought them, and they bring upon themselves swift destruction. They bring upon this damnable heresies that arise out of the depravity of their conscience. That they reject what Torah says and go about to establish their own depraved righteousness. I will show us an analogy. We're all in a little whole house and we all have been there. And all of a sudden that Dave Roberts disagreed with Pastor Honeycutt. And so he goes to him and to question him thinking he really has something. And so the pastor Honeycutt says, hey, but this is what it means, brother. Well, I don't believe it means that. Well, okay, what does it mean, brother? Well, I believe it means that you need to preach that. Well, okay, my brother, if that's what you believe, that it means that you believe that Yah has given you that, then let me come to this. And all of a sudden, then Dave goes and he finds Sean and says, well, you know, Pastor Honeycutt, he's just wrong. He said, look what he said. This is what he said here, and this is what he said. Straight out of knot. But they swallow a camel. And this is this damnable heresy that has arisen. And so old Dave leaves and tries to get Sean and old brother Charles with him. And they go start a little whole house. And all of a sudden Charles raises up and says, look, David, I know you're my pastor, but what you're saying is wrong. And so Charles goes and says, come on, Sean. He goes and they go down the street and start a little whole house. And all of a sudden they get Brother Bynum in there and Brother Wyman in there. And Brother Wyman say, oh, boys, your boys are not right. And all of a sudden folks start liking Elder Bynum or Elder Wyman. And then he rises up and leaves out. And he take three or four with him. And it's just a diabolical debacle of hell, of twisted heresy that it is really out. And the belly of heresies, twisted, depraved doctrines that are not based upon Torah. That's why you have the Baptists, the First Baptists, the White Baptists, the Black Baptists, the Liberal Baptists, the Orthodox Baptists. It is of hell. There's only one living truth, and that is the Torah. Hallelujah. And when Yahshua is in the midst, He is the life of Torah. And so you don't have no Black Baptist or White Baptist or no White Methodist or Black Methodist. You have the Assembly of Yah out of Israel. Hallelujah. And that's what they are from. And that's what the heresy is. And Yah says, as Kevah said, there's going to rise up among who the Israelites. You got those that say, Yahshua is right. Yahushua, Yahshua, Yahshua, Yahashua, and everything else. And yet there is no consentment or agreement upon the power of the doctrine of His Torah that Yahshua is. And so they come together with heresy and lies. Corruption. I say to all you sisters, if you're true sisters, don't try to lead no men. You Jezebels, or Jezebel will always try to take and usurp authority of a man. You have no power to instruct no man. You're not even a Jezebel. Child of hell, you witch. Hallelujah. I don't take nothing back. And so that's what has happened because of dissension. Because they want to argue, they want to fight, they want to debate. And then this depravity of this duplicity of doctrine that they don't even agree with each other. It becomes so mundane that it's so twisted that even me leaving Oshana, I'm lost at what I thought was right. And that is the truth. You leave Yahshua, you leave the Torah, you're going to have a damn mess. And that's why we've been in the mess we've been in. Because these wicked dissensions of doctrines were not based upon Torah. It was not based upon the light of Yahshua in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, and many shall follow their pernicious, their ways of, these ways that they, brothers and sisters, that pernicious way. It is one of ruins. It is one of destruction. It is one of damnation. You follow the Baptist way, it's going to bring damnation. You follow the Pentecost, it's going to bring damnation. You follow the holiness way, you're going to bring damnation. There's only one way. That's why there's one way. One way. It is the Torah way and no other way. That's why Yahshua cannot speak against the Torah. He cannot defy the mitzvah. Yeah? You are a liar out of the belly of hell. If you think he defied this, you can't covet today. I can't covet my brother's wife. I can't be touching on his wife and lusting after. That's wrong. That's why I tell you, sisters, I want you to cover yourself. I don't want you looking in the way I can look down and see your titties and nothing like that. You cover your blouse. I don't want to be able to look down and see your old skin, whether it's black skin or white skin. Close it up. Hallelujah. See your legs with your splits and all that. Get something that's flat at the bottom. You better come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't care how you feel on that. Dress in a way that's appropriate. You know, it's amazing because there are things that I look at. There are things, you know, I really would love to write more than I do, but I'm going to write much. But I know I have to help the brothers. But I have so many things that I can write, and I write better than I talk. Truly, I write much better. My writing and expressing things is much better than me trying to convey it verbally. I read some of the things that I write, the newsletters, and I say, man, I like that. It conveys the essence and the importance of the thing that I'm trying to show to the people. Of course, I didn't have chance to study the message. I went back to the one I had. But I was writing this morning, and my system went down. Well, Pastor Roberts, you got a big string there. You know what? I need two there for what I need to do to copy and paste from this one to that one, from that to that. I need to have four monitors in front of me to do what I need to do. Well, you don't understand that because you will play games on them. Hallelujah. I need at least four. And that's the truth. Not to say that I got something, but I need that. I truly do. And then have the little laptop hooked in that too. That's the truth. So I write much better than I speak. And I want to write. I just got this urge to want to write. I may write a book one day. Who knows? I don't know. Just for us, the people of Yah. I'm not trying to make no money. I'm not trying to put it on the market to sell. Give it away. Give us an offering. I said to a brother, he calls me offering brother Wartlow out there in Nebraska. Shalom, my brother. And I said to him, when I say things to him, when he calls me, he said, Pastor Robert, you just don't know how much it blesses me to just talk to you. Just talk. And I certainly enjoy the brother. I thought about him this morning, and Yah's will, after this service over, I will give him a call to the brother. He's an older brother, and I love talking to him, and we're dialoguing about what the truth, about the word of Yah. It's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. Behold how beautiful and how present it is for brethren to dwell together in the unity of what the Torah. And this is our strength, the Torah. That's what the enemy has done all he could to remove us away from the Torah light. That's why, folks, today, quote, in these religious whorehouses that have brought about these doctrines of these sentence, these damnable heresies, they don't even, quote, talk about their, quote, Jesus, unquote. Oh, God is good. Oh, the Lord is good. Oh, God is good. And Yah says, my name is excellent. Yeshua said, I came in the Abba's name. For my name is his name because I am in his name. For I am Yah, and the sure thing that Yah is in me. Come on. This word is not going to change for any of us. Hallelujah. So they, many shall follow the pernicious way. Many follow T.D. Jakes, don't they? Many follow Benny Hinn. And I will know that their ways are pernicious. How do I know? Look, by reason of whom the way of the truth of the Torah shall be evil spoken of. Do they speak evil of Torah? You go to these whole houses. You go to your family member and say, but the Torah, this is the mitzvah of Yah. He tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. He tells us not to take his name in vain. Whoa, that was meant for the Jews. Well, that was more than one tribe of Israel called Yehuda. There's no such thing as a Jew. That was more than Yehuda. That was Benjamin. That was Issachar. That was Dan. Come on, brothers and sisters. Well, that was meant for the Jews. They're just ignorant. And they say that because they heard everybody else say that. They have not searched the Scripture. The Scripture tells us to search the Scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. And we are the ones that testify of Yah. It's just been passed down. It's just been passed down. It's just been passed down. We believe it. Well, there's no book like the KJV, the King James. It is the authority. I was saying, when we go to the KJV, the original one, show me the name Jesus in there. Show me the name one time. Show it to me one time. Is it an English book? Yes. Show me Jesus. I can show you Elijah. I can show you that in there. I can show you Jesus. But I cannot show you Jesus. Don't get quiet on that. No other name. I said, well, what name would they save in then? They didn't call him Jesus. They don't know the plan of salvation. We've been taught through this prism of corrupt doctrine. We believe this is how salvation comes. That's not how it is. Hallelujah. When those children of Israel repented and obeyed Yah, he blessed them mightily. And so what Yah's given us, he's given us a word that is live in the power of Yeshua that dwells in us. They keep the witness true in us. It's only when we begin to seek out our own determination, our own ways, then the word becomes void in us. And there's no power in the life of his truth in us. And we began to allow strange doctrines and heresy doctrines to creep in. Daughters of Zion, I love you all, but it's nothing like a hellish woman to think that Yah is talking to her. I had this Jezebel, and I hope she's listening, write me the other day and call herself Apostle Maria. You Jezebel, you're not an apostle. We up here in Canada, my husband and I. I am Apostle Maria and my husband Joseph. I said, ah, woman. I didn't even respond to the heifer. Because she couldn't come here with no mess like that. Shut your mouth, woman. You're no apostle. You're not even a decent wife. Because if you were, you would not try to usurp that kind of authority over your little weak man. I'm Apostle Maria. Shut up, Jezebel. You apostle. I got the sword for false apostles, didn't you? Here, I'm a preacher. Then bind my mouth. Heifer couldn't bind my mouth. She doesn't know anything. I didn't mean to say that, but that's all right. It has to be said. Hallelujah. If she was that, she would know the doctrine of truth. Yeshua. And Shaul did not speak a lie. Hallelujah. No woman to usurp authority over man. Her beauty. It's a place in the body that represents the kingdom power of the assembly of Yah, submitting unto the Abba. Her beauty is more fascinating. The enemy has taken her, made her whores, and painted her like whores and made her crazy. There's nothing like a beautiful woman. Nothing. That even men marvel at that. But a woman is beautiful. I'm not talking about this fake jive mess. Her butt sucked and her gut cut. Hallelujah. Eyes painted up like some witch out of hell. I'm not talking about that mess. Got enough perm in her head and no life in the root of her hair. Dyed every color but the color it should be. Hallelujah. You might as well say, help me, yeah. Got every kind of punk, every kind of pervert pulling in her hair and straightening, every kind of dirty nail, plaiting it. That ain't beauty.
That ain't beauty. You go from brunette to blonde. That ain't no beauty. That ain't no beauty. I'm talking about a daughter says, I want to call out of the meek and a beautiful. It's beautiful. That even men talk about. How do I know? Because in Mishlei 31, it tells me that the virtuous daughter of Zion, that the men say, man, you got a woman. I'm telling you, boy, you got something on your hand, boy. Bam. Ah, they pat him on the back. Bye, brother. Woo! Boy, beautiful sister. And they're not looking at some kind of physical anatomy. They're looking at her when she walks past them, her quietness and her beauty, not to move out of her place and boisterous and loud and giggling like some fruitcake jackass. That's what a jackass does. You hear a woman like that? I despise that greater than anything. I can't stand to hear a loud woman laugh, and that is one of the most damnable, putrefying things. I don't care what you say, brothers. Even in my house, that's not there. Do I laugh? Yeah, I laugh at times. Ain't nothing to laugh about in this hour. But you will not hear. You can spy me out. I have no problem with that. But you won't hear that damn mess in my house. She says, that's wicked. That is crap. That's foul. That's devilish. You folks can sit here like hypocrites. That is devilish. It is hellish. It is of hell. It is foul. It has a stench like nothing. Come on. That's a representation of the man. If this woman is silly as hell, then he's silly as hell. Now I know I'm getting a little outstretched with my verbiage. That's all right. But it's wrong. It's not of Yah. Your daughters, keep yourself clean. And don't laugh like that. Hallelujah. Man coming to miss you, learn how to be quiet. And a man, if you're a man, you don't even have any business sitting with women laughing. Hallelujah. Sister, come to my house. Sister Roberts, shut my door. I don't want to see them. Shut my door. Hallelujah. Most of the time, they're on the front porch anyway. And if you think if I heard them out there acting like clowns, I'll call Sister Roberts, come here. You shut that damn trash up, sister. Hallelujah. I mean that. She act like a fool and got the sisters acting like fools. Well, there's someone that's listening that needs that. Hallelujah. You here needs that. Your sister should, you should practice modest and quietness. Quiet and meek ruah. Crazy ass laughing, joking and jiving and skin bucking, sporting. That's just like a missile firing on you. It's death when you practice that. Well, you know, we got Christian comedians, but there is no comedian of Torah. Show me one. If the Torah doesn't show me a comedian of Torah, there is no Torah comedian. I believe you could have Christian comedians. They're fine to have for you all. But the hell with the Christian comedian. The Torah doesn't teach, it teaches about magicians and soothsayers. That Moses, when you think those magicians, I'm a joker. Don't you understand? That's the only man that could go before the king and say, King, look at you big fat belly hog. That's what he was. He was a motley fool. He could do that. But don't let a servant say, King, you fat belly, kill him. Kill him now. But the joker, when they get aroused in their spirit, they get drunk, he could. He would dress up like a motley fool and say, bum, bum, ba, ba. Your wife is a fat hoe. That's why they pay. That's why all this mime trash is in the midst of the whorehouses today. Why am I going this way, y'all? That's all right. That's why this mime trash, he pet the fish. He goes, isn't that what they do in this brown street? Damn trash in this giggling, Hagen and all of them. And they all doing that. That is out of the gut of hell. Hallelujah. So the beautiful daughter is quietness, sweetness, that men will marvel at that. That's the way the assembly of Yah should be Yisrael. That's the way. So he says in Kefa 2:3, and through covetousness, breaking the command of Yah, thou shalt not covet, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. You shall not covet your neighbor. And through covetousness shall they fabricate words and make merchandise of you, who mishpatim, the judgment of a long time lingeth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. That's what they do. They make merchandise of you. Through covetousness, through greed, through breaking the mitzvah of Yah. They want everyone to be covetous.
God is going to bless you. I see God with his hands on you. Stand up, stand up. Stand up, brother. Stand up. Come on, stand up. You stand up, stand up. The Lord God says,
well, I can look at a brother and tell he's going through a little something. He's all downtrodden. You can tell him, man.
Well, the Lord God says, and his prophecy is always general.
He could say it to this one. He wants.
The Lord God says, the Lord God says, he's last promotion for you. Ha! Come on, sister, go ahead and shout. And see each other. Yee-haw! Woo!
And we see when that spirit comes in, you know that the bewitching power has already enveloped the whole place. We're dealing with men that bring in damnable heresies because they deny the Torah. They deny the way. Believe me, my brothers and sisters. Kephah knew what we would have to wrestle with this an hour. And there's a reason that the spirit has found the open door. Can I show you? You don't have strong men today. Look what it says in Malachi. I want to finish up. It says in Malachi 2 and 5. And this is Yah, he reproving the Kohen for neglecting the Brit, the covenant of Yah unto Israel. He says this in Malachi. Now, why is it that the preacher will ride you to hell about tithes and offerings? But they won't preach this. He says in Malachi 2, 6, he says, the Torah of truth of Imats was in his mouth, in the mouth of the Kohen, in the mouth of Levi. In the mouth of Shoftim was in his mouth. And iniquity was not found in his lip. This is the representation of the true living word, Yeshua. No iniquity found in him. He walked with me in shalom and equity and did turn many away from iniquity. Now that's what Yeshua does. Now that's what the Kohen does. Did not the Shoftim do that with Israel? Did not they turn them from their iniquitous ways? That's what the Torah does. For the Kohen's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Torah at the mouth of Yeshua, for he is a messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Verse 8. But you have departed out of what? The way of the Torah. You have caused some, and many be that go therein at the wide gate that leads to destruction. And have caused many to stumble at what? At the Torah. Are they causing people to stumble at the Torah? Come on, brothers and sisters. You pray that Yah bless the men of Yah to be strong. Don't try to bind them. Don't try to hoodwink them. Don't try to corral them. Come on, if a man truly loves Yah, just by the presence of brothers that love Yah, he will walk right because he will see the light shine from brothers that make him want to walk right and do right. Just by the words he speak to you, or the judging of his heart, it goes towards him first. Because we're crooked and unclean, Deacon Benny reminded us years ago, said because we think that because you're not doing right, that someone else is not doing right. You're judging someone through the prism of a corrupt judgment, through a corrupt mind. Because you're wicked and because you're angry as hell, because you have not the Esha of Yah, you think no one else should have that. Well, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be full of his Ruach. I'm going to delight in Yeshua, whether you do it or not, honey. You will run like a dead thing. You go right ahead. You can die your misery. You can dwell in the congregation of the dead because you have gone out of the way. I will not. I want to dwell among the congregation of the living. And those that are living are those that are walking in the way of the Torah. He said, because of those that are in charge, they have stumbled at the Torah. He said, you have corrupted the Brit of the Levi. You have corrupted it. You high Kohen, you have corrupted the Brit of the covenant of the Levi, saith Yahweh Hosah. And that's what they have done. They have corrupted the covenant that Yah meant for the men of Yah to be in their lives, in their Levim. And so men that were our forefathers, our avots that taught us, they have forsaken the Torah. So they were corrupt and they could not teach us the light of the way. They cannot do that. And we just went from there because we were ignorant and we spread the same lies that they spread it in front of our ignorance. I have done that as well as any man. And so in an hour where I must redeem the time. I cannot placate this generation. I cannot. I must speak the truth. And I will. They've departed out of the way. And that's what the leaders have done. They speak villainy against the Torah of Yah. Well, you don't need that. Anytime a man says that, he's a fool. I said to one other day that wrote me from Tennessee, I said, there's one question I always ask people. I said, you go to Giliana, Revelation 14:1, and it says, Yakahan said, and behold, I sit on Mount Tizayan, and with him, and I behold, I stood on Mount Tizayan, and he saw the Lamb, Yeshua, and with him, 144,000, having his Father's name written in their forehead. So I say to them, I ask people the question, what is that name? And if the value of that name is so important that the 144,000 had it, you better know. We better know that name. Because there will be a false name to come and we will fall after the false name. Hallelujah. Let me finish up. You all bear with me, all right? Hallelujah. We must walk in the way of Yah. We cannot question Yah because Yah is not unequal. Yeshkel Ezekiel says, this is how we speak because we think that Yah, because this one, he doesn't reprove this one because she's not doing anything for me to reprove her. He's not doing anything. This is what we say. Yeshkel, Ezekiel 18:29. And this is what Israel says. It said, yet says Bayet of the house of Israel, the way of sovereign Yahweh is not Zokan. It's not equal. There's a disparity there. Is the way of Yahweh equal? Is his judgment just? Is it right? Is his Torah just? Is Yahshua just? Come on, brothers and sisters. So we say that Yahweh is not equal. O Bayit Yisrael, Yahweh says, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? That's why we think the way we think. Because we don't think that Yah is fair. Our trials, our tribulations, we don't think he's fair. Yah say, is not your ways unequal? So we say that Yah's ways are not equal, but that's not so. I don't want to call this a blessing that we're in, but I say, but I told Yah for the simplicity of life, with their brothers and sisters that are starving, that love Yah. I hear from them all over the all over the world. But what can we do? And there are times that I don't even start a conversation with them because I know if I do that, the expectation, what is expected? And we don't have the resources to fulfill that. You understand? I hear them. Yeah, Barak, you Pastor Robert. I'm Brother So, and we have a work here. Hallelujah. Searching the web. I hear that from people all the time. And we found you all. And what a blessing. And many times I don't discard the letters. I put them back in safekeeping. Because one day maybe Yah's will. I can answer my brother. Hallelujah. In a way, I have a fear of answering them. Well, you got some fear? Why, sure, I got some fears. Hallelujah. I got a fear of answering them because I don't want... I can understand. I've seen poverty. I wish Yah bless us. I can take all of you all to a place where you can really see poverty. You can really see it. You all offer quiet. And you can see people that live, that even dogs live better than them. They live better than them. If y'all bless me with the money I take, and I want it, you're going to stay like that. You're going to live the way they live for a couple of days. I can see you now. Come on. I don't feel sorry for us, not even myself. I will not sympathize with me. When y'all has even opened up a corridor, I can understand, think we can sit here in a building like this. You would have murmured, go on, hypocrite. You don't have to worry about me. You don't want to walk right. You don't have to worry about me. I'm going to be all right. Nothing is going to, you're not going to impede nothing, no one. I stand in the truth. Yahshua stands with me. So Yah is equal. What he commands you, the Torah is equal. The way of the Torah is right. I don't care what color man's skin is. I don't care what his heritage is. The Torah is right. It is not unequal. Those that are in charge may try to make it unequal. But the Torah is equal. It is the truth. Yah's way is equal. Why? Because it produced one thing for all men. The eternal life of Yah. The escape of death. And I barak him for that. Hallelujah. I barak him for that. Now a few verses I want to close with. Hallelujah. It says in Mishlei, in chapter 10.
Verse 17. Hallelujah. He says in Mishlei 10:17, He is the way of life. Yahshua is the way of life. Mishlei 10:17. He is the way of life. He is in the way of life. And Yahshua, we know that we are in Yahshua, brothers and sisters. When you're in the way of life that keeps Musa instructions, but he that refused reproof, that one errs. You will know that you're in the way. You know you're in the life. When you accept the instructions of Yah. When you don't accept instruction, you err. And you cause error. Isn't that the thing that you fight against the most? Come on, you're quiet, and so you know you're guilty of it. You fight against instruction more than anything because you think that you have the ability to understand without anyone instructing you. You don't, you hate that. And that's why you err so much. Is the Torah a book of instruction? It instructs us how to worship Yah, how to love your brothers, how to be friends with your brother, how to be kind with your sister, how to forgive your sister, how to love your sister. You don't know how to love nobody unless the Torah teach you. You can tell me about all that little old soothing verbiage you're talking about, love. I want to know you love Yah when you keep His commandments. You keep the commandments of Yah. Hallelujah. I want to know you love Him. Don't tell me you love Yah and you defy what He commands you. You're a liar. Come on, you're the spirit of Shaitan. I would rather you just be like the publican says, oh Yah. have mercy. Have mercy on me, yeah. I have a worthless thing, God, but I need your mercy. I'd rather you say that, but don't give me that damn lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd rather you do that. And then that would justify more than anything. Than to tell a lie and say you love Him and you defy the mitzvah, the commands of Yah. You're a flat out liar. There ain't no truth in you. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. I'd rather see a repentance. I'd rather see that. When a man is in the way of life, he keeps, he loves the Musha, the instructions of Yah. When you find a fool that hates instructions, he errs. And that one is walking in the path of death. And today, there are many fools that are walking in the way of death that despise Yahweh. Sons and daughters of Israel, you must hear. And the only way you're going to stay in the way, you must hear. Solomon, he could have asked Yah for all things. Did he not? Could he not? But he asked Yah one thing. Teach me how to walk in the way. How to keep the way. And to show the people how to stay in the way of the Torah. He says here profoundly in Mishlei 23:19. He speaks to us, Israel. First thing he tells us to do is Shema. To hear. To understand. To perceive. He says, hear you, my son. Israel, you daughters of Tizai. He say, hear first of all, and be wise. And guide your life in the Torah or in the way. Your life must be guided in the way. It cannot be guided in heresy and hypocrisy. Come on, I don't care how your heart feels and how rogue it is. And you're doing things according to the guidance of your emotion. Your heart, your life must be guided by the Torah. In the way, because if you're not guided in the way, you're going to do wrong, and you're going to dwell among those in the congregation of the dead. That's better be your prayer. You've guided your heart, and it's brought death and hardness, has it not? Come on, brothers and sisters, I speak you the truth out of the book. I'm not trying to base anything upon me; it's upon Yahshua. Hallelujah. I want to close with this verse. There's much more, but I want to close here. Let me read two verses before I close. It's in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 12. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 9. Moreover, Yah, you led Israel in day by a cloud pillar, and at night by a matsheba, a pillar of fire. And that's what Yahshua is. Is not the word of Yah a consuming fire? Is not Yahshua a living fire? He says, and so in this night season, we must be guided, brothers and sisters. Is not the Torah of Yah a fire unto Israel? He says, to give them light in what? In the way. That's what Yahshua does, give us light in the way of the Torah. Because in the way of the Torah, there were those that say, man, I got to do this. Yahshua is the light. He gave us light in the way wherein we should go. And that's what the light of Yahshua is, to give us light in the way of the Torah and the way that we should go. We need those that cried out like Yochanan, the emerger. It says in Marcus Luke, as I close, 1:3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of Yah and make his paths straight. Does the Torah make the paths of Yah straight? Sure they do. So we need the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yah. And it must be within the lamb by the instructions of the Torah of Yah that will cause the brilliancy of the light of Yahshua to shine out of the bosom of Israel. For Yahshua is the way. I will continue on this, all right? I do pray that he has strengthened your love today and has blessed you with the simplicity of this truth. I hope that I conveyed it in a simple way, in a way that is understandable, a way that we will not allow our minds to reason with this, but yet we will allow it to reason in our mind. There will reason in our minds to show us with evidence the power of our Abba and the strength of his might, that he is able to save us to the uttermost. Yah is able to save. Shalom Yisrael. Shalom. Shalom upon you all. You are friends that are listening. Shalom unto you. But the Paul Nissan, precious young man that loves us dearly, and he really does. His kindness, his generosity toward the works of Yah here. And he says to me all the time, Pastor Robert, just lay it out the way you lay it out. You understand, this young man was raised in a Jewish home and all of that. But lay it out like that. Hallelujah. And I will not stop laying it out so that we will understand that it will tear down every pillar of destruction in our lives that have brought us under this demise of destruction. I'm not against you, brothers and sisters. I'm against all the ways of darkness. I'm for Yahweh. And I want us to understand that. I will not be taking us down a crooked, errant path. Hallelujah. Yah did not lead Israel that way. He led them to the path of light. He led them to Yahshua. And if I'm leading you to some strange God, run and flee for your family. Flee for your own self. I'll lead you to the presence of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. He did not give gifts unto men for them to... Yahshua gave gifts unto men. No, it's not the granddaddy that gave you gifts, but Yahshua did. Before he sinned, he descended and gave gifts unto men. No, not men. They're men that are not mama call or daddy call or apostolic call. A Pentecostal caller, they're called by Yah. They're called by Yah. They have the gift of God imparted into them. They were not called by denomination. They were not called by the damnable heresy doctrines. They were not called by some man say, you talk well, you look well, so I call you. No, they were not called that way. You're established by Yahshua and the witness of the profoundest of his truth. Was Shaul called that way? And yet he was against Yah when Yahshua spoke from Hashemayim. He knew that it was the hand of Yah upon him. So there are men that love Yah like Shaul, that will obey him and walk in his truth. Hallelujah. If it's not, pray that Yah raise those kinds of men among us, that they will be a strength unto the daughters of Tizayah and Israel. All right? Pray that we find that one that Solomon looked for, and he found that one, okay? He did find one man, okay? There was no identity or residue of the assembly there. No woman! No beauty of the assembly, no beauty of the tabernacle, no beauty of the ring of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. A woman is most beautiful in her own essence. Do you all hear that? Her beauty is in her own essence. Not this fabricated, phony look. Her beauty is in her own essence. When she followed that, she is a beautiful creature. Nothing more beautiful than a woman. Nothing. 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 Y'all get off of quiet. Hallelujah. Nothing. Nothing more beautiful than a woman. And the vilest of men will regard that. They will. Hallelujah. Well, they may see a man and want to challenge him. But a woman is a different thing. Yah, barak you all. Bless you all. Strength unto Israel. We pray that the Shabbat will be one of great rest, Shabbat. And you rejoice in Yeshua. Shalom Israel. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. For we delight in the bread, the stay of life, Yahshua.
We make our bold in Yeshua, the living truth, the Yahshua, the salvation of our precious Abba. Bless you, Yah, for the precious dam, the blood of Yahshua the Lamb. For we rejoice in Yahshua. We call him our master and the faithful one of Israel, for the witness of your power and testimony to deliver us from hell. We baruch you this day. Take us home safely down the highway. Give us Shabbat this Shabbat. Those that have listened, bless them all, I pray. Yeshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.